Activists in swing district ask for candidates who put immigrants first. By Hannah Knudsen on May 28, 2026. Activists part of CASA in Action are proudly letting the nation know that they endorse candidates who put immigrants first. Semaphore's Dave Weigel posted surprising image on X, showing activists in Maryland's 5th Congressional District, a highly competitive district, very clearly asking for candidates who put immigrants first. The activist signs read verbatim, "CASA in Action endorses candidates who put immigrants first." It is a stunning, but honest, pivot from the America First mantra supported by the millions of Americans who elected President Donald Trump for a second term. CASA in Action, specifically, boasts of having 190,000 members playing what they describe as a powerful role in electing progressive change leaders who can produce the justice our members seek nationwide by mobilizing Black, Latina, Afro-descendant, Indigenous, and immigrant voters. As such, they have endorsed Walla Blagay for Maryland's 5th Congressional District. In April, the Prince George's County Council member proposed legislation to ban immigration detention facilities in the county. "This legislation is about drawing a clear line in Prince George's County," she said in a statement at the time. "As a daughter of immigrants, I know what's at stake. ICE detention facilities have no place in Prince George's County, a community built by immigrants. We will not allow profit to be made from the pain and dehumanization of our neighbors. Our county stands for dignity, safety, and justice. Period," she said, making no distinction between legal migrants and the criminal illegal aliens, including rapists and murderers, caught by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, every single day. The Democrat is also running on a long list of progressive pet causes, including access to gender mutilation surgery as well as nationwide access to the murder of unborn children. And while she advocates for issues related to affordability, many of her solutions include expanding the welfare state, pushing for a universal healthcare system, and more. The immigrants first mantra coincides with the fact that half of immigrant-headed households are on one or more forms of taxpayer-funded welfare, far surpassing the welfare use of native-born American households. As Breitbart News reported, citing an analysis from the Center for Immigration Studies revealed, CASA in Action is no stranger to controversy, coming under fire in 2023 from fellow progressive politicians in the state of Maryland after it tweeted support for the Hamas war against Jews, asserting that the Palestinian struggle mirrors our own.